A group of about 30 physicians at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center have completely revamped the way they deliver prenatal care to make sure patients don't feel shuffled from doctor to doctor. The move came in response to a pregnant patient who was not happy with the way her appointments were handled. VPR's Charlotte Albright explains.
Elissa Ozan started seeing OBGYN doctors at Dartmouth Hitchcock midway through her pregnancy, about a year ago. She says she had 4 appointments with 4 different doctors, and not one ordered prenatal tests she had repeatedly asked for. One day, Dr. Regan Tyler told her it was too late to schedule an important test. That's when Ozan blew off some steam.
You know, when you're a new mom, or, you know, soon to be a new mom, trying to do everything for your child and give them every advantage, when you're told you missed a window out of basically lack of communication, it was just incredibly frustrating and disappointing.
Dr. Tyler remembers that day well, too. She says she had her head buried in her computer, so was taken by surprise when her patient became angry at her.
And I looked up, and she was incredibly unhappy. And the count differs on whether or not she was tearful. I believe she was tearful. And she made it very clear to me that I was not doing a good job.
Some doctors might have become defensive, but Tyler decided Ozan had a point, that she was being bounced around to too many doctors who were not sharing information about her case. So Tyler asked all 30 of her colleagues to reorganize themselves into smaller, color-coded pod squads.
That means that probably you're still going to see 3 or 4. You might see 5. And you may not be delivered by anyone who's on your pod. But you have a nurse on the pod who probably knows your name and you know her name.
Each doctor who is in charge of a pod has to keep close track of all the patients in it and meet each week with other doctors who have seen those patients.
You know that Dr. Tyler or Dr. George knows who you are and knows what your major problems are. And if there's something unusual about your ultrasound, that the members of the pod talked about it at the meeting that week.
Doctors talking to other doctors about patients they have in common, that may sound like a no-brainer. But in this age of electronic medical records and huge medical practices, Tyler says one-on-one conversations don't happen as much as they should. The pod, she says, encourage collaboration. But that doesn't make it easy for a single pod to accommodate every patient in it. Already busy doctors sometimes have to squeeze extra appointments and meetings into a lunch hour or at a time normally set aside for paperwork.
To say there's not been pushback would be a lie. Of course it's difficult. Change is very difficult.
But she says her colleagues are committed to making changes that will benefit their patients. And some patients, like Elissa Ozan, are especially appreciative. That's because Ozan herself teaches at the medical school. Her research specialty? Patient-directed care. This year, she was her own best case study. She says she ended up getting the test she needed from doctors who were both competent and compassionate. And she's now the mother of a healthy 11-month-old daughter. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.